The following is a public lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 11th, 2010, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raghunathan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our program.
Итак, дорогие дамы и господа, добро пожаловать на нашу программу.
I'm traveling all over the world.
Я путешествую по всему миру.
Because my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, has given me the formula how to enjoy unlimited happiness. And I see all around me a world where people are so miserable. I mean, everybody's happy, but not happy enough. They're happy some of the time, but they're not happy all the time. And even when they are happy, they are not fully happy. So, my guru, Prabhupada, he gave me the formula of how to have unlimited happiness all the time. And he didn't charge me any money to teach me this either. Therefore, I don't charge any money. Do you think that would be ethical? If he gave it to me for free and I charged you money for it? That would be cheating, you see. I was given it out of love. And if I tried to turn it into a money-making business, that would be greedy and selfish, wouldn't it? So, that would spoil it, actually. Because the formula for achieving this happiness is to achieve a state of selfless love.
Достичь бескорыстной любви.
In this world, we all love someone. I love my girlfriend. I love my family members. And if somehow or other I've cut off from my family, I don't have a girlfriend, then what do I do? I keep a sabaka. I love my sabaka, you see. So everybody, they want to love. We all have the desire for love. But because that love is selfish, we're trying to think, what can I get out of that relationship for my enjoyment? Because that love is selfish, we are not satisfied. But if we can achieve a state of pure selfless love, then we will become fully satisfied. But how do you attain pure selfless love? In a world where everybody is selfish. If I give you my selfless love, what will you do? You will exploit me. So how you can have selfless love when there's no in a world of selfishness? Where will I give my love that I will not be cheated? That is the difficulty. But my spiritual master, he taught me where I can give my love. And not be cheated. So that is the secret of success. You have to find that place where you can give your love, where you will not be cheated. So where is that place? That I will explain to you. I have traveled all halfway around the world to explain this to you tonight. Or this afternoon, yeah. Where you can give your love selflessly and not be cheated. So, there is an original source for all of existence. Do we have? There must be. There must be a source for all of existence. Do we have any experience of something coming out of nothing? In Russia, there are very advanced scientists. Can any of them produce something out of nothing? Have any of the Russian scientists ever produced something out of nothing? No. Because you can't get something out of nothing. Therefore, all these things we see around us, this existence in which we find ourselves at this minute, this existence, you know, existence? Yeah. This existence in which we find ourselves now. This comes from somewhere. The scientists, they are looking for the origin of the universe. The religionists, they are seeking God. So whether you call it the origin of the universe or you call it God, it is the same thing. There is some original substance from which everything is coming. So to understand what is that substance, and to understand how to relate purely with that substance, that will bring you to the state known as pure selfless love. So now let us scientifically analyze this substance. I will give you an example. Many of you have heard the example before, but some of you haven't heard it. Let's say every morning I come and knock on your door, and I say, I've come to give you a kilo of pure gold. Every morning I give you 1 kilogram of pure gold. Within 1 month you will be a millionaire. You become wealthy very quickly. You see? But finally, one morning you say, Sankarshan Prabhu, where are you getting all this gold? I mean, I really appreciate it, but I mean, I'm really curious. Where are you getting all this gold from? And I tell you, well, I've got a gold mine. You say, really? You've got a gold mine? How much gold do you have in your gold mine? What if I told you I don't have any gold in the gold mine? I have no gold in that gold mine. He would say, you're lying. You're getting so much gold out of that gold mine, you're giving me 1 kilo of pure gold every morning. And you're telling me there's no gold in the gold mine? That could not be true. There must be a huge stock of gold in that gold mine. Otherwise, how you can get so much gold out of the gold mine? So, this is a simple example. From that original substance from which everything is coming. We see that so many persons have come out. I'm a person. You're a person. What's the proof that you're a person? Does anybody know the proof that you're, how to prove that you're a person? Can anybody tell me the proof? How can you prove that you're a person? Can anybody prove that they're a person? Would anybody object if I told them I was not a, that you're not a person? I can ask you, sir. If I told you that not, you're not a person, would you object to them? Would you agree with me or you would object? No, I am a person. Exactly. That's right. Everybody knows that they're a person because they have consciousness. We all know that we're persons because we all have mind, we have consciousness. That's right. Very good. So, since so many persons have come out of that original substance,
И бесчисленное множество личностей исходит из этой изначальной субстанции.
That original substance must possess personality.
Поэтому логично заключить, что эта субстанция также личностна, то есть она имеет личностную персону.
So, since that original substance possesses personality.
То есть вот именно так, то есть это изначальная личность.
How can we keep calling it it?
И как бы мы это назвали?
Would you like to be called it?
Вы хотели бы дать этому название?
If I ask you, Alexander, how is it doing today? How would you like to be called it? How would you like to be called it?
It said that it is individual soul with consciousness.
Yeah, but if I called you it, would you like it? If I addressed you as an inanimate object, would you like that?
No, если бы я просто обращался, например, к этой личности как анонимно, просто говорил это, она, оно, или к вам обращался.
If I addressed you as a dead lump of matter with no personality, would you like that?
Просто неправильно. То есть Махарадж говорит, что если бы я к вам обращался как к мертвому телу без личности, то есть просто вот оно, вам это было приятно?
Right. So a person wants to be acknowledged as being a person.
То есть личность, она хочет знать, что ее признают личностью.
No person wants to be thought of as some dead substance.
Ни одна живая личность не хочет, чтобы к ней обращались как к какой-то мертвой субстанции.
So that original substance from which everything is coming possesses personality. We've scientifically proven it.
Точно так же эта изначальная субстанция, из которой все исходит, она является высшим проявлением личности.
And we can understand by studying ourselves that original person doesn't want to be dealt with as an imperson.
И проанализировав себя, то есть на своем примере, можем понять, что эта изначальная личность, она не желает, чтобы мы обращались как...
So by simple logical analysis,
просто благодаря простому анализу логическому,
we have understood the existence of the Supreme Person from whom everything is coming.
Мы можем понять о существовании Верховной Личности, из которой все исходит.
Now, here's the secret of how to develop selfless love.
Итак, вот секрет, как мы можем обрести вот эту бескорыстную любовь.
When you water the root of the tree, When you water the tree, where do you water it?
Например, когда мы поливаем дерево, что мы поливаем?
You water the branches or the root?
То есть, когда мы хотим, чтобы дерево росло, когда мы его поливаем, что мы поливаем? Ветви или кори?
Root. That's right. How do you say it in Russian?
Кори.
Гори?
Кори.
Гори?
Кори. Кори.
Кори. Гори?
Кори.
Oh, I can never do it.
Кори.
I can never. So, you water the root. Yes.
Да, вы поливаете кори.
And when you water the root, the whole tree becomes nourished.
И когда вы поливаете кори, то все дерево питается.
So that original person who is the substance in which everything is coming.
И вот эта изначальная личность, это является субстанцией, из которой все исходит.
He is the root of the entire universe.
Эта личность является корнем всей вселенной, всего творения.
So if you can give your love to that Supreme Person.
Таким образом, если вы направите свою любовь к этой верховной личности,
your love will go to everyone and to everything, including yourself.
То автоматически, естественным образом, ваша любовь распространится по отношению к каждому творению, каждой частичке этой вселенной.
This is the perfection of love.
В этом совершенство любви.
This is where you will not be cheated.
И вот на этом пути вы не можете быть обманутым.
Because that Supreme Person is the origin of love.
Поскольку эта верховная личность является источником.
Love comes from Him. So if you will give whatever love you have in your heart, that ability to love, it is all coming from Him. So if you will give that loving tendency you have to Him, He will increase your ability to love. The more you give Him the love, the more He will increase your ability to love. And what is our experience? Our experience is the more you give love, the more you become happy. The more you become selfish and miserly, the more you become miserable.
Тем более мы становимся бескорыстными, уходят страдания.
So by giving your love to that Supreme Person,
таким образом, направляя свою любовь к этой Верховной Личности,
you enter into a state of pure selfless love,
вы поднимаетесь на уровень чистой бескорыстной любви,
which goes on increasing, 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 unlimitedly.
Которая вечна и которая вечно увеличивается.
And there is a great book which describes this science of how to give selfless love to the Supreme Source of all existence. This book is called Bhagavad Gita. This is the book that I have been following and teaching for the last 39 years. It is the greatest book in the whole universe. If you like to read books, you haven't really read a book yet until you've read this book. This is called Raja Vijaya, the king of all books. And we have some copies available here today. If anybody wants to take a Bhagavad Gita home, I don't know how many copies we have, but it's on, be available after the lecture on a first-come, first-served basis. There's a wonderful verse in this book. In the 9th chapter, text number 2. Raja Vidyam Raja Ghuyam Pavitram Idamuttamam Pachakshavgamam Sardarmyam Shushukam Kratamavyayam. This knowledge is the king of education. It is the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge. It is the perfection of religion. It gives perfect knowledge of the self. And it is joyfully performed. So this book, Bhagavad Gita, will teach you how to become a pure, selfless lover. You'll be able to purely love yourself, your friends, your family, the whole community. You'll be able to love all living entities perfectly. And you will achieve a state of perfect happiness. So perhaps some of you have some questions. I'll be happy to answer your questions. Question? Here's a question.
a difference between spirit and soul.
Yes. Spirit and spirit soul, we like this term when you join them together in one word with a hyphen, spirit soul.
Нам нравится этот термин, но вообще правильное объединение этих слов – это духовная душа.
Because they are very close to each other, they're very similar words.
Поскольку они очень близки друг к другу, то есть очень близки.
Spirit or soul means that you're not that body.
Дух или душа означает, что вы не являетесь этим телом.
The body is subject to the laws of birth, death, old age, and disease.
Тело подчиняется законам материальным, рождению, смерти, старости, болезни.
But the soul or the spirit, it is not subject to these laws of the material existence.
Но душа и дух не подчиняются этим
законам. The soul or the spirit is under the laws of a spiritual existence.
Душа или дух находится под влиянием законов духовных.
Just like here in Russia, a citizen can be a free citizen, subject to the laws of the ordinary citizens.
Жители России могут подчиняться законам государства, быть законопослушными и жить по закону.
Or he can be a criminal who is arrested and put in the prison.
Или они могут вести себя криминально, соответственно, власти их арестуют.
In the prison he is subject to the law, also subject to the laws of the state, but a different set of laws.
И поместят, соответственно, таких людей в тюрьму. В тюрьме также есть законы государства, но они там немножко проводятся по-другому.
So, this material body is subject to one set of laws. Material body is under one set of laws.
И вот это материальное тело, оно подчиняется одной категории законов.
And the spirit or the soul acts under a different set of laws.
Душа или дух подчиняется и действует соответственно другими законами.
But if the spirit soul thinks, I am this body,
но когда душа начинает думать, я являюсь этим телом,
then he puts himself in prison.
Тогда она добровольно, сознательно помещается в тюрьму.
When he realizes, I'm not the body,
and
he gets out of the prison. So this science of pure selfless love releases us from the prison. So that's what I've come to do. I've come to release all the prisoners here in Kaliningrad.
What is your attitude to Pontific?
What is my?
Rome Pontific Catholic Church.
Roman Catholic Church, what is your opinion about that?
Of Roman Catholicism?
Father of the Roman Catholic Church. Father.
Father of?
Of Rome Catholic Church.
What is your opinion of the father of the Roman Catholic Church?
Of the father of the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope?
Yeah.
What is my opinion?
Yeah.
Well, I have not met him.
No,
so sometimes what you hear in the media is a distortion. So I prefer not to base my opinion on what I hear in the media. The media sometimes makes lies.
Я не строю свое мнение на основе средств массовой информации, потому что они очень часто лгут.
I don't trust the media.
То есть, другими словами, я не верю.
So, when I meet him, then I will give you my answer.
Когда я лично с ним встречусь, познакомлюсь, тогда я смогу ответить на этот вопрос.
Нет, тут немножко другой вопрос. Подчиняется ли законам духовного мира
Папа Римского?
as the loss of spiritual loss.
The microphone makes it harder. What did she say? Tell me what she said.
Does the Catholic spiritual rules are the same like in spiritual world?
Catholic?
Yeah.
I am not an expert on the Catholic rules.
Я не являюсь экспертом в религиозных правилах и традициях католицизма.
But I know there are some differences.
Но также я знаю, что везде есть какие-то отличия.
When I was a schoolboy on Fridays at our school, a regular public school, they would not serve meat on Friday because the Catholics were not allowed to eat meat on Friday. Friday was the day the Catholics had to abstain from meat.
Когда я учился в школе, когда я был маленьким мальчиком, нас ругали, если мы ели по пятницам мясо, потому что в католической церкви запрещено по пятницам подать мясо.
I think they have changed the rule now, but when I was a boy back in the 50s, the Catholics had to abstain from meat on Friday.
Но я знаю, что сейчас они уже изменили эти правила, но тогда, в 50-е, когда я был маленьким мальчиком,
well, we are better.
Было такое правило, что по пятницам
we abstain from meat 7 days a week. So we are better.
Но сейчас мы уже воздержимся от мяса 7
дней. In the spiritual world, they abstain from meat 7 days a week.
То есть в духовном мире воздерживаться от мясной пищи 7 дней в неделю.
So why abstain only one day when you can abstain 7 days?
То есть почему воздерживаться только один день, если можно каждый день воздерживаться?
If we ate the grains instead of eating the flesh of the animals, then there would be no more starvation.
Если мы начнем употреблять зерновые продукты вместо плоти,
By eating the grains instead of the flesh of the animal fattened by the grains, you can feed 10 times as many more people.
Если люди будут есть вместо того, чтобы есть мясо и тратить зерно на корм животным, которых они потом поедают.
If we can close,
если мы будем есть зерно, то мы сможем накормить 10 раз людей больше.
If we close these rascal slaughterhouses, we can solve all the starvation problems on this planet.
Если мы на планете закроем все эти мошеннические скотобойни, то на планете больше не будет голода.
Next question.
Следующий вопрос.
Почему мясо есть?
What does he say?
Why shouldn't we eat meat?
I just told you. I just told you why. Meat eating causes so many people to starve. You want to force people to starve? If you're compassionate, you'll give up meat eating. Because it takes 10 times as many grains for the flesh as it does for just eating. You can feed 10 times as many people if you feed them the grains than feeding the fattening up the animal and eating his flesh. Besides that, we have a body which is suitable for eating vegetables. If you study the anatomy of the herb-eating animals and the carnivorous animals, you will see that the human being has a body similar to the herb-eating animal.
То есть наше тело, вы увидите, что наше тело, оно сходно состоянию тела травоядных.
With the exception of the two carnivorous teeth.
Единственное исключение – это маленькие такие подобия клыков у нас.
That is God's concession for the meat eaters.
Это как бы маленькая поблажка для желающих кушать мясо.
Any other question?
Еще какой-то вопрос?
Yeah.
Есть один вопрос. Она, правда, сама стесняется вам задать вопрос, поэтому можно...
своего имени задам этот вопрос.
По частям, потому что я с русского на английский не перевожу.
There is one question from one girl, not from him, from one girl. She wants to ask.
He wants to ask a question from one lady.
Okay. Go ahead.
И, значит, вопрос такой. Как найти себя в этом мире? И как, в чем, как найти как счастье, как быть счастливым в этом мире?
How to find yourself in this world and how to be happy in this world.
How to find yourself and how to behave.
How to be happy.
Okay, very good. So, the way to find yourself in this world and the way to be happy, they are one and the same. If you can find yourself, then you will be happy. So what is yourself? If I ask you who you are, what will you say? I am Mr. Such and Such. But you can go to a court of law and you can change your name.
В соответствии с законами природы, вы даже по законам государства.
You can become someone else. You can become Mr. Right now, you can become Mr. Mr. Khrushchev or Mr. Gorbachev or whatever. You know, by changing your name in the court. So your name can be changed. Your name isn't you. So what are you then? Well, you can say, well, I'm this body. But this body is composed of chemicals which are constantly changing. 10 years ago, you had a different set of chemicals. Was that a different person 10 years ago? When you were born, is that the same person or is that a whole different person? It wasn't you. When you were born, it was you. But the chemicals have completely changed. Therefore, the body isn't you either. We say, well, then I'm my mind. But don't people change their minds all the time? Today somebody's a communist. Tomorrow they become a capitalist. You see? They change their mind also. So if you're not your body, you're not your mind, and you weren't your name, then what are you? This gentleman here is giving the answer, you see. The spirit, the soul, you see. So that is the actual self. So how do you locate that actual self? Actually, it's not that difficult. Because it's the very self which is conscious. The self is that which is conscious. Your mind is only an instrument. Your intelligence is an instrument. Your body is an instrument. You are using these things to do this thing and do that thing. The body is a vehicle. In Sanskrit it's called yantra, machine. Machina in Russian. Huh? Machina, yes. Yantra is machina. So you are the machina driver. And you have driven your machine into this room? So this is like a parking lot. Everybody has parked their machine in one chair. And when the program is over, you will drive your machine even out of the door, you see. So today you may be driving a Mercedes-Benz. Tomorrow you may be driving a Rolls-Royce. Or a Toyota. Toyota. The car may be different. But the driver is the same. So, in one year, you're driving a little baby's body. Then later on, you're driving a teenager's body. And then a young adult's body. A middle-aged adult's body. And finally, an old man's body. So many changes of body. But you are not changed. Only the body is changed. So when you can actually discover yourself beyond the body and the mind and the intelligence, this stage is called in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, Brahma-Bhuta stage. There's a wonderful verse in the Sanskrit language. Brahma-Bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kankshati samaksaveshu bhuteshu man bhaktim labhate param. Which means, one who is thus transcendently situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes absolutely ecstatic. He never hankers for anything. He never laments about anything. He's equally disposed towards all living beings. And Krishna says, and in that state, he attains pure selfless love for me. So the actual identity of the self we've already described. You are an emanation from that original substance. You are a part of that original substance. You are a part of the complete whole. So what is the relationship between the part and the whole? Study your own body for a minute. Everybody has a hand, two hands, you see. So what is the function of these hands? The function of these hands is to serve the whole body. So by studying your own body, scientifically analyzing your own body, you can see that the part is meant to serve the whole. So that spirit soul is meant to serve the complete whole. He is a servant of the complete whole. He is a servant of God. And this is confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Svarupahoi Krishnera Nitya Das. The constitutional position of the living being is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Jivera Svarupahoi. Конституциальное изначальное положение живого существа — это положение служить Богу, служить Кришне.
This word Krishna may be foreign to some of you.
Например, имя Кришна может для кого-то из вас звучать как какое-то иностранное слово, иностранное имя.
Krishna is another name for God, the Supreme Being.
Кришна — другое, еще одно имя Верховной Личности Бога.
It's a wonderful descriptive word from the Sanskrit language.
И есть очень замечательное описание этого слова на санскрите.
Which is the language of ancient India.
Это язык древней Индии.
It describes very wonderfully God. It means literally the all-attractive one. So if you consider God the source of everything, God must have, since everything is coming from Him, all the opulences must be present in Him in full. He must have unlimited power, unlimited beauty, unlimited renunciation, unlimited knowledge, unlimited wealth, and unlimited fame. These six opulences must be present in God in an unlimited quantity. Because everything comes from Him. These are the attractive qualities. Somebody is very powerful. Just like you have that politician, what is his name, Mr. Putin. Powerful politician. If he came to our program today, everybody would say, oh, Mr. Putin has come to the program today. Everyone be attracted, Putin has come, oh, a powerful man has come. You see. Or someone is very beautiful. Some famous, beautiful movie star comes, you see. I don't go to the movies, so I don't know who the stars are.
But it
used to be that Marilyn Monroe was considered very beautiful. So if Marilyn Monroe came, everybody would say, oh, Marilyn Monroe has come.
Yes,
or if someone is very renounced, just like that Mahatma Gandhi, he was a very renounced man, you see. Everyone wants to meet, oh, Mahatma Gandhi has come to Kaliningrad, let me meet Mahatma Gandhi. Or if someone is very knowledgeable, that, like that Professor Einstein, you see. Oh, I met Professor Einstein. E equals mc squared.
You see?
Someone is very knowledgeable, you see. Or someone wealthy like Bill Gates. Oh, I met Bill Gates today. Or someone is very, even if they have nothing else, if they're very famous, you see. Just like if Paul McCartney from the Beatles, you see, if he came today. Oh, Paul McCartney was here. Then everyone's attracted to people who have power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, and fame. So just imagine one person who has unlimited power, unlimited beauty, unlimited renunciation, unlimited knowledge, unlimited wealth, and unlimited fame. How attractive would that person be? He would be the all-attractive one. And that name, all-attractive one in Sanskrit, is Krishna.
Именно поэтому на санскрите это означает все привлекающие.
Therefore, we call God Krishna.
Именно поэтому мы обращаемся к Богу по имени Кришна.
In some religions, they think God is a big policeman in the sky with a gun. He'll shoot you if you do something wrong.
В других, например, религиозных традициях Бога считают каким-то большим таким полицейским боссом на небе, который там стоит.
Or he'll zap you with a thunderbolt.
И бросается молниями.
Everybody's scared of God.
Бога.
But our conception of God, we are not afraid of God, you see.
Но наша концепция Бога другая, мы не боимся.
We are attracted to God. Because there's no one more beautiful, more powerful, more renowned, more knowledgeable, more wealthy, and more famous than God. Krishna. So now we can ask the similar questions. Listen.
How you become Krishna consciousness, and in the beginning of your path of the practice, does you have some doubts?
I was a songwriter before I became a devotee. Songwriter.
До того, как я стал преданным, я сочинял песни.
I could not stand to see a world that was so messed up. I could not tolerate seeing a world that was so disturbed, such a disturbed world. So, I wanted to make a spiritual revolution on this planet. So I was trying to write songs that could revolutionize the planet. But then I realized that even within my own heart I was not perfect.
Но потом я осознал, что в действительности я в своем собственном, то есть я в самом сердце несовершенен.
How can I make the world perfect if I am imperfect?
Как я могу сделать мир совершенным, если я сам несовершенен?
But then I found a teacher who was perfect.
И позже я нашел учителя, который был совершенен.
My spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Мой духовный учитель Бхактивиданта Свами Шрила Прабхупада.
Who was engaged in the process of making the world perfect. So I surrendered to him and became his disciple. And I gave up all of my doubts. Because he answered every question I had. I didn't blindly accept him. I brought all of my doubts. And every doubt I had, he would defeat every doubt I had. With higher knowledge. So that's how I did it. I was looking for a way to achieve perfection and to make the world perfect, and I found a teacher who was doing that and could defeat all of my doubt. Next question.
Или там Бог дал новые люди.
does God exist?
Where does this?
Disappear.
Where does this?
Disappear.
Disappear?
This appear.
Huh?
Where does appear the attitude to the God? That
where does the people get a false,
false
opinion of God?
Yes. If we hear from fools, then we become fool.
Если мы слушаем глупцов, то, соответственно, мы тоже можем стать глупцами.
So don't listen from fools.
Поэтому мы не следует слушать глупцов.
Only hear from those who have seen God.
Необходимо слушать только тех, кто воочию видит Бога.
Next question.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вы много путешествуете по миру. Как видны сейчас и видны ли признаки наступления Золотого века?
You travel a lot around the world, and how do you see the signs of coming the golden age?
Do I see the signs?
Some signs. The signs of
old age. What's in the signs of a golden age?
Golden age?
Yes, I see him right here in this room. You all are the signs of a golden age which is coming soon. Each one of you here is the sign of the coming golden age. Next question, okay. What is my
attitude to society?
Towards society?
No.
Suicide.
This whole material civilization is suicide.
На самом деле вся эта материальная цивилизация является самоубийством.
So we are trying to save people from the suicide of material consciousness.
И мы пытаемся спасти людей от самоубийства материального сознания.
In other words, if you identify with your material body, you're committing suicide already. Because your body is destined to die by the laws of nature. So if you think I'm a woman, or if he thinks I'm a man, you've already committed suicide. So we want to save you from suicide. By enlightening you who you really are beyond that body. Suicide in the act of physical suicide is foolishness. Because according to the law of karma, if you commit suicide, you're forced to become a ghost. So if you're miserable and you're thinking of suicide, you come to us and we will make you happy. You won't want to commit suicide. Okay, next question.
On the influence of spirit or on matter.
To be, why do they believe under the influence of matter or spirit? Like that?
Yeah. God doesn't want prisoners.
Бог не хочет нас заставлять.
God doesn't. Would you like to have friends who didn't really love you, but you just kept them there by force, by the gun at the head?
Например, если у вас есть друзья, которых вы любите, но они как бы очень хотят с вами общаться, вы же не возьмете там пистолет или силой будете заставлять их с вами.
You see, God wants people to love him. He doesn't want. He has the power to force us to do anything, but who wants to just force people? We want people to really love us. You see. So therefore, God gives you the free choice to be in material consciousness or spiritual consciousness. You can love God or you can leave God. That is your free choice. He gives you that free will. So that you can choose to love Him. That's genuine love. Love is voluntary. It cannot be forced. God wants your love. Therefore, He gives you choice. Does that answer your question? Yes? All right, now, that's the second half now. Go ahead. Continue, yeah. Let me answer it in full now. Help me answer it in full. Go ahead.
Why does exist living beings in spiritual world that doesn't fall down anywhere, any time, but we can fall down?
The living entities in the spiritual world can fall down. They are not held there by force. Practically no one ever falls down. It's very, very rare, it's seldom that someone falls down. 0.00000000000000000000001%, or even smaller than that, fall down. Because there's an infinite number of living entities in the spiritual world, even the smallest fragment of an infinite number of living entities is an infinite number of living entities that fall down. Even the smallest percentage of infinity is also infinity. You understand mathematically? Yeah.
В духовном мире существует бесконечность, то есть там бесконечное число живых существ, то, соответственно, бесконечно малая часть этой бесконечности — это большое количество живых существ. То есть как бы с этой точки зрения, с отношением, с математической точки зрения.
Is that clear?
Это понятно?
Next question. Back there.
Раз и состав населения меняется, Европа очень сильно сейчас. И берешь деньги, каким Кришна, и Кришна, мне кажется, так, безразлично, какие люди по цвету кожи. Но как обстоит дело, если ну, вообще ведической культуре вот с этим вот фактом? И конкретно, как сознание Кришны, может быть, подходит к этому вопросу ну, более, в той или иной степени? Большое спасибо, Харе.
Very difficult to translate.
The question is about intermarriage.
Come closer so I can hear him. I can't hear him at this.
The question is about inter-race marriage. One senior devotee from ISKCON, Achal Prabhu from Russia, he said that it is very difficult to preach now in the United States and in the Europe. And he told about the inter-race marriage, that it's not...
Interracial?
Interracial marriage.
Okay.
That it's influenced very negative on the population. And what Srila Prabhupada didn't tell about that it's negative.
Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, can you stand up, please? Stand up for a minute. Thank you. I am part of an interracial marriage. My wife is an Indian and I'm an American. She's sitting right here. It is the most happy marriage. What is the difficulty? You simply, if you realize you're not your body, what is the difficulty? Okay, next question. Yes. Because there's more living entities who don't fall than the ones that do fall. That's why. This is a small portion, that's the big portion. You may say that the mathematics don't work because it's much less than 1/4 of the living entities who actually fall down. One may argue like that. If it's point, if the fall down rate is 0.000001%, then why isn't the material world 0.0001% of the spiritual world? Is that your question? Yeah. Well, the answer is quite simple. God is giving us nice facility here. It's a very spacious prison. Next question. Okay.
Скажите, пожалуйста, считается материальный мир отражением духовного. Чем любовь в духовном мире отличается от любви материальной? И как понять?
It is said that the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. And what is the difference between material love and spiritual love?
Yes. In material love, it is based on the material sense satisfaction of the senses. We love somebody if they gratify our senses. But spiritual love is based on gratifying the senses of Krishna or God. In either case, there is sense satisfaction.
In material love, I want to satisfy my senses. In spiritual love, I want to satisfy Krishna's senses. That's the difference. Next question. His love is based on seeing everyone in relationship with Krishna. When you water the river, automatically you water all the leaves and branches. When you love God, you automatically love everyone because your love is being channeled through Him to all living beings. Does that clearly answer your question? Yes, we have complete, in God we trust, yes. Yes, in God we trust. Everybody else has to pay cash.
Oh.
Our time has run out. And we thank you very much for your nice questions and your nice listening. Now, anybody who would like to give a contribution to take home a wonderful Bhagavad Gita, or we'll give you a nice written blessing in the book. You just come forward and get a book, and here's the book. Okay, here's the first one. Okay, so we thank you very much.
Большое вам спасибо.
Hare Krishna. Спасибо.